The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. Gavin Newsom's California is experiencing yet another mass exodus, but this time it's not residents or businesses. It's the very industry that moves 70% of America's freight, without which every grocery store shelf empties, every hospital runs out of supplies, and every business grinds to a halt within days. As we speak, something is happening in California that will send shockwaves throughout the entire American economy, and it's already writing Gavin Newsom's political obituary. Meet Assembly Bill 5, signed by Governor Newsom back in 2019. Now, on paper, it sounds noble. Its stated goal is to protect workers from exploitation. In reality, it's a sledgehammer that destroys independent truckers. The law uses what's called the ABC test. Okay, that's basically three tests that the government uses to decide if you're an independent contractor or an employee. Now, the first two are easy. Okay, they basically involve truckers proving that they control their own schedules, that they're free from another company's control, that they run their own established businesses and the like. It's the third test. It's a trap. The third test is an impossible absurdity. Under AB 5, California looks at the relationship between the truck driver, right, the independent driver who owns his own rig, and the contract that that driver signs with what's called a carrier, like Landstar, Swift, you know, to haul loads for that carrier. So the business relationship is basically the carrier finds the freight and the trucker moves it. But under AB 5, California looks at that relationship and demands that the trucker has to be contracted to do something that's outside the usual course of the carrier company's business. The law actually states that in order for a trucker to prove that they're independent, they have to be contracted by a carrier company to do things that are outside the carrier company's normal course of operations. But of course, the absurdity in that is that the carrier's normal business is hauling freight. Since the trucker is hauling freight, because that's what truckers do, they're doing the carrier's core business, which means that they flunk the test and now have to be reclassified as an employee. And apparently there's no way around it. The law doesn't say, you know, outside the usual course of the trucker's business. It says outside the usual course of the hiring company's business. And the hiring company's business is trucking. And so all truckers now lose their independent status under this new law. But here's where the trap is sprung. What that loss of independence does is it crushes the carrier companies that were hiring the independent truckers in the first place, because they're now forced to reclassify them as their own employees. They have to absorb all the payroll taxes, the health insurance, the work comp costs. So what this law does is it forces carrier companies to, in effect, become unionized. It's literally forced unionization. And of course, most carrier companies simply can't afford that. And so the California Trucking Association fought this for 4.5 years. Remember, this was signed back in 2019. But to no avail. They just surrendered. And as of January 1st, the law has gone into effect. And that's when the real world consequences began. Landstar, a national freight heavyweight, now keep in mind, a national carrier, sent urgent advisories to its California-owned operators. The message was not subtle. Leave. Leave. Relocate out of California, or you cannot work with us as an independent contractor. We're simply not going to cover those kinds of costs. I mean, bottom line, period, full stop, as our Auto Penn Supreme Court justice would say. Note, this wasn't a warning about future enforcement. This wasn't a notice on what these carriers projected would happen in the future. This Carrier is cutting ties now, as we speak. Carrier companies, and remember, they're all national. They're all outside of California. Carrier companies are pulling California loads off their boards and telling their drivers to leave the state if they want to continue to contract with them. And so as a result, California drivers who've invested, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars in their own rigs, often financed through family savings, they're watching their phones go silent literally overnight. The industry isn't waiting for the first enforcement letter, which again went into effect on January 1st. Risk managers made the calculation. It's better to lose California's business now than face years of back pay or six-figure penalties later. And so as a result, all told, as many as 70,000 truckers could be leaving the state, which of course would be catastrophic. I mean, truckers are the economic lifeblood of every economy, from rural towns to major cities, delivering everything from groceries to medical supplies while generating tax revenue that funds schools, roads, emergency services. When truckers abandon a region, urban centers face empty shelves and price spikes just as quickly as small towns because no city produces its own food, fuel, or medicine. And to make matters even worse, while Newsom and the lunatic liberals in Sacramento are forcing legal license owner operators to reclassify as employees or leave the state, effectively pushing them out of business, at the very same time, these very same lunatic lawmakers have no problem issuing commercial driver's licenses to illegal migrants who entered the country unlawfully. You remember that Indian national, Jashanpreet Singh, who crossed the border illegally back in 2022, he obtained a California commercial license and ended up in a fatal car crash that killed three people while allegedly driving under the influence. In fact, Florida is now suing California. If I recall, the crash was in Florida. Florida officials are suing California for ignoring federal law and giving out commercial driver's licenses to illegal migrants. I mean, the political insanity writes itself. California uses AB 5 to crack down on legal, independent truckers, while its licensing policies allow illegal migrants to obtain commercial licenses.
The Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
Whether this is intentional or just bureaucratic dysfunction, I mean, the optics are devastating. Legal drivers are forced out, while others who shouldn't be on the road in the first place are all licensed to drive 80,000-pound rigs. But all of this is just the tip of the iceberg. The most devastating impact on California's economy is happening literally below the surface, and it promises to destroy the political future of their feckless governor. Wait until you see this. But first, it is the new year, and that means one thing, of course, resolutions. People are setting big goals right now. Time to lose weight, right? Time to eat better, feel better, have more energy, finally feel like yourself again. But let's be honest, most people make the same resolutions every year, and by February, they're frustrated because nothing's really changed. And here's why. Most people try to start with discipline, but they skip the foundation because your gut controls everything. If your gut is inflamed, you're going to feel it everywhere. Low energy, cravings you can't control, brain fog, stubborn weight, frequent sickness, mood swings, and just a body that won't bounce back like it should. So if you're serious about a real reset this year, don't start with motivation. Start with your gut. And Kimchi One is one of the simplest ways to do that. Kimchi One is a daily capsule built around one of the most extensively studied fermented foods in the world. Kimchi has been shown to support healthy digestion, strengthen the gut barrier, reduce inflammation, restore microbial balance, and help your body flush out toxins it's exposed to. And this is what I like so much about it. It's not extreme. It's not a crash diet. It's one daily habit that supports your body from the inside out. This recent study showed consumption of kimchi reduces body fat by 31.8%. It lowers BMI and promotes smaller waistlines. So if your New Year's goal is to feel lighter, cleaner, sharper, more energized, start with your foundation. Kimchi One. For a limited time only, take advantage of our New Year's special by calling 888-597-0233 for up to 50% off plus free shipping. In fact, the first 100 callers will also receive a free special New Year's gift. Again, that's 888-597-0233. Don't wait. Make 2026 the year you turn your health around. Here's where things get really catastrophic. California is simultaneously destroying its fuel infrastructure. On January 1st, a state law requiring gas stations to upgrade underground storage tanks took full effect. Stations that can't afford the $2 million per site upgrade that's mandated by the California government are being forced to shut down. Now, while the exact statewide number is still being verified, the trend is clear. Hundreds of stations, especially family-run rural locations, are locking their pumps for good. And so when a trucker does find a load, they now face the real possibility of running dry in the middle of nowhere. And what about California's refineries? Well, California just lost another 139,000 barrels per day when Phillips 66 shut down its LA facility. Valero's Benicia refinery, another 145,000 barrels per day, closes in April of this year. That's over 17% of the state's refining capacity gone. Gone in less than a year. So let's connect the dots here. 70,000 truckers are being forced out. Fuel stations are disappearing. Refineries are closing. The ports of LA and Long Beach handle 40% of America's container imports. When trucks and fuel vanish together, shortages and delays become the new normal. Containers are already stacking higher in terminal yards as fewer trucks arrive. Shipping companies are quietly rerouting contracts to Texas and East Coast ports. This isn't a theory. It's not ideology. It's economics playing out in real time, container by container, mile by mile. The true cost of these policies is only beginning to surface for Californians who unfortunately voted for this absurdity. When you combine AB5's attack on independent truckers with refinery closures and gas station shutdowns, you don't get a, quote, worker protection victory. You get a self-inflicted supply chain catastrophe. And here's what the politicians won't tell you. Every policy has a price. Right? California chose to prioritize union politics over economic reality. Now the entire country will pay for it at the pump, at the grocery store, and with empty shelves. And there's no way that Gavin Newsom, who hopes to be president one day, can outrun that. In the end, California is a textbook example for why blue states are literally in an inescapable doom loop. Left-wing policies make life unbearable, forcing residents and businesses to leave, leaving behind only the more radical lunatic fringe who inflict more left-wing policies that make life more unbearable, and the doom loop spins out of control. The vast majority of the country is flourishing, leaving these blue state catastrophes behind. The trucks that keep America running are leaving California, and they're not coming back. Hey, before you go, gang, do not miss out. Every Friday, my weekly wrap-up gives you everything you missed during the week. Live streams, top videos, podcasts, events, and the week's biggest Patriot wins. Sign up free at turley.pub/recap and start ending your week with faith, family, and freedom.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.